Amanda. I'm an addict from Indiana.
Amanda.
Can we just take just another moment? I need to reach out to my higher power and let him step in. All right. Like I said, my name's Amanda. I'm an addict. I'm really nervous, so bear with me. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm honored to have the privilege to speak to you all tonight. My experience, strength, and hope with a sponsor is limited, but I hope that I have something to share that will help you. when I first came in, everyone said, go to meetings. That wasn't a problem. Get a sponsor. What the heck did that mean? I wasn't sure, because I wasn't sure what a sponsor was supposed to do. My first thought was NASCAR. Not that I really know anything about it, but, you know, they have sponsors' names written on their cars, and, you know, they get money. And then I thought, well, sponsor. Have I ever been sponsored? I've been sponsored before when I did a walk-a-thon. They gave me money, and I walked. So I thought that there would be money involved somehow, some way. No, seriously. A sponsor to me is someone that supports another person or a cause. And when I was shopping for a sponsor, I came in through the other fellowship. So I got a sponsor, someone who had what I wanted, which is what I was told. It was a female who had her child in her life, that she had gotten her child back from, you know, recovering from active addiction. And that was what I wanted. I wanted my kids back. So I approached her, I asked her to sponsor me. She took me through the steps. And then I came to find NA, which is where I belong. This is my home. This is my family. And it was time again to find a sponsor. And I didn't know at that point what I wanted. And, you know, I was told, well, find someone that has what you want and ask them to sponsor you. And I was reading the sponsorship guide last night, because we do have that book. And I suggest that you read it, because it's really, really a good resource. But I like the one quote that said, I don't want someone who's got what I want. I want someone who's got what I have and knows how to live with it. And that's the theory that I subscribe to. So I was asking around, and I had a sponsor suggested to me, someone I had met once. But everybody in my we knew what I was struggling with, and they said, this person has struggled with that, and they have come a long way. And I heard some good things. So I called, and I said, I was kind of wondering if you would consider sponsoring me. And PJ says, so what do you want to know? What are you asking me? And I thought, oh, great, he's not going to take any shit. And I said, will you sponsor me, please? And he said he would be glad to. And that was the beginning of our relationship. And I have discovered over the past few months that not only is a sponsor someone who supports me and stands behind me, they're someone who walks in front of me. And they're like my seeing eye dog, because I'm blind and don't know where I'm going in recovery. I don't know the way. And my sponsor does know the way and has guided me. When we first started working together, I was anxious to jump in the steps because I did them before. Well, no, I didn't do them the right way. And my sponsor's like, no, we're not going to do step work. I have an assignment for you. And I'm like, oh, God, an assignment. I said, what do you want me to do? I'm willing. I lied. And he said, I want you to write out all the lies that your disease has told you before active addiction, inactive addiction, and so far in recovery. And I was really diligent about it at first. And then I put it down for a couple of days, and I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm not doing this. This is stupid. I don't want to do this. I want a different sponsor. But I knew that this was what I needed to do, and I did, and it really shed a lot of light on my recovery up to that point, and it really guided me in the direction that we needed to go. And so we worked the first step together. When I first came in, admitting my life was unmanageable was not a problem. I didn't need a sponsor or anybody else to tell me that. I had lost my home. I had lost my family. I had lost it all. But by sharing that and by working the first step, I realized that it's more than just saying, I have a problem, my life's unmanageable. My sponsor helped me to find the ways that my life was unmanageable now in recovery, and what was I going to do about it. We worked the second step together, which took me a little bit longer, and my sponsor takes me through, we do a little bit out of the step working guide, which is another great resource that NA has for us, but we did it word by word. You know, what does we mean? And I'm like, well, I am, and I faltered on every answer because I was nervous. And, you know, my sponsor's such a great person that they're like, why are you nervous? Do you not know the answers? What is in your head? What is in your heart? This is your recovery. You know the answers. And I really needed that support and guidance. Because when we got to the third step, oh, man. I needed my sponsor. Because spirituality was something that I really struggled with. And it was something that he had struggled with, too. So he knew where I was coming from. He understood me, and we had that bond. And we got through it. The fourth step, when he took me through that, it was a little bit rough, but that's my favorite step. I love that step. Most people don't, but I do. It's great. Because there's a lot of recovery in that step for me. I found a lot of freedom and a lot of... When I spoke before, I had said that for me the fourth step is like having the stomach flu. You know, you got all this stuff. I had all this stuff inside me, and it was just kind of brewing around, making me really, really sick. And by working the fourth step was like getting sick and getting it out. And as I was working on the step, I would call my sponsor and be like, look, I'm dealing with this question. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm scared. I'm angry. And he said, okay, stop. Take a minute. Pray. And write down some assets. I'm like, assets? What's an asset? You know? Because the fourth step to me was all about the negative and the stuff that I had done wrong and the way that I had harmed people. Luckily, I had a sponsor to point out to me that it also was about the good in me, the good things I've done and the good qualities that I've had. So we got through that together, even the really rough spots. And then came the fifth step with my sponsor. And I was scared. I was really scared. Sitting there, sitting down to do that step, I felt spiritually naked and emotionally naked in front of this other person. You know, I was about to share my deepest, darkest stuff. And that's where trust really came in. Faith. You know, did I really fully surrender in my third step? Was I doing that on a daily basis? Would I surrender to this program? Would I trust that a power higher than me could restore me to sanity? And at that point, my sponsor had a power higher than me. They had more clean time than me. They understood. They'd been there. They'd done the steps. So we jumped in, and there were tears, and we laughed. My sponsor shared with me some very personal things that they had worked with their sponsor. And it was okay. Right now I'm working a sixth step. I had the privilege of spending this past week with my sponsor because even though I'm clean, I've been clean for 15 months, praise God. I'm in a situation where I'm homeless. And my sponsor has supported me even though I made decisions that got me to where I am. He was there to back me up and to take me in and to support me through this and help me stay clean. So we've been working on that sixth step, and he's there for me when I call him, when I go to him with a question, when I have a fear, when I have a doubt, he's there for me. And that's where we're at in our step work. But as far as other ways that my sponsor supports me, when I have a problem or when I want to pick up with everything in me, I call and I say, I want to get high. And my sponsor's usually like, okay, you're an addict. Of course, you think you're not going to want to get high? That's what addicts do. What are you going to do about it? And it's a blessing to me in my life to have a person that not only stands behind me but goes before me and is there. I have learned through sponsorship the value of relationships and what the therapeutic value of one addict helping another truly is. I have the privilege today of sponsoring women, and it is a humbling privilege to be able to share my experience, strength, and hope with someone else, to guide them through where I have walked, to share with them my experiences and, you know, the problems that I've had in steps, and to help them when they have questions, to be there to guide someone else is just amazing to be able to do, because I don't have anything special. I'm not anything special. My sponsor always tells me I'll never be above a basic human being. But today I can recognize that I am a basic human being. And I do have something to offer. My experience, strength, and hope. And it is just really, really, truly a privilege. Sponsorship is so important. For anyone who doesn't have a sponsor, I recommend strongly. I strongly suggest that you get one. Because I have learned that I can't work the steps alone. The program of Narcotics Anonymous is based in the steps. And it's just not something that we can do alone. I've heard it said, if you don't have a sponsor, you're sponsoring a fool, because you're sponsoring yourself. It's like the blind leading the blind. And like I said, it's like having a seeing eye dog to have a sponsor, because they're alert and they know what pitfalls there are in the step work, and they know how to get through it clean. That's why we get a sponsor who's got more time than us. And it's a tremendous blessing to be sponsored and to sponsor other people. And I'm grateful that I have a sponsor and a grand sponsor who have the clean time, who have the experience, the strength, and the hope to share with me. Thanks for letting me share.
Since I've been sponsoring Amanda, she's come a real long way. And I'm sure that, like, my sponsor has felt that when they saw me grow and get through stuff, that, you know, that they helped me stood by the process. And everything that I go through is a process. Getting a sponsor was a process. To be honest with you, when I came to Narcotics Anonymous in 2001, I didn't come here to get clean. I came here because I was robbing, and I knew I was going to prison. And I figured if I did that, and I went to the judge and said, look, I go to NA, they'd take it light on me. So the sponsor that I had the first time, I just got, like, dope-fiend into it. I was like, we were sitting at a meeting out of the How It Works and Why, and somewhere it was like sponsorship, and I just looked at him and I said, I need one of them. He said, okay, I'll sponsor you. I couldn't even ask, because PJ suffers from fear of rejection. Okay? I'm not one of these people that's like an egomaniac. I don't have one of them ego things. I have always had like that feeling of like a less than, not as good as. Like, another punch in the gut would not have been good for me at that time. And I really liked this guy a lot. And I decided to really, like, take things serious and decided that I wanted to stay clean because I wasn't staying clean. I was, like, using, and I get a, like, 30-day key tag, and then I'd have to get a white-day key tag, and then I'd get like a 60-day key thing, and I have to get another weight. You know, I did that for like a couple years. And he stuck by me, and then I started to get real serious about being clean. He used. And it shook my world apart. And I've known Flawed for a while, and because she went to some meetings that I went to and everything. To be honest with you, she scared the shit out of me. You know, anybody that knows Flawed, she's real abrasive. Well, she was abrasive. She's not, well, she can be. But you know what? I said there, I said, my sponsor used, and I don't want to give him what to do. Like, even to this day, that's still, like, real emotional, because it's, like, the first contact that I had that I allowed anybody to even get, like, that much in. And she's like, PJ, he can't sponsor you. He used. You've got to do something about that. So then the next week, she says, well, what'd you do? What decision did you make? And I just looked at her and I said, fine, then effing sponsor me. You know? And she says, I'd be honored. Like, she said she'd be honored. Like, honored. I was like, I knew something was wrong with her then. Because I was like, you don't know me and the shit that comes with me. You know, but one thing that we had in common is we're both pretty straightforward. And to be honest with you, like, I didn't need somebody to baby me. I had a hard enough time as it was. I needed to be told exactly how it was, and she comes from the old school NA, and she was more than happy to tell me what I needed to hear, even if it was in front of somebody else. And I remember what she said to me, and I'll never forget it to this day. She said to me, she says, I'm going to love you enough to tell you the truth about you because it's going to help you save your life. And I thought, oh my God, I never had nobody ever love me like that before. And, so she became my sponsor, and I remember when she said, you're going to work steps. And I said, okay, but I'm not going to do, remember this? I said, I'm not going to do 2, 3, and 11. I refuse. You know, because it had that God thing in there. And I came in here so spiritually bankrupt and in denial. And she was very gentle, believe it or not, with those steps with me. She was very gentle. She might not realize it, but she really was. Hate writing. Hate it with a passion. Even to this day, I hate writing. And when she told me I had to write, I was like, oh no, here we go. Here comes our first fight. You know, because we're we've had a few of them. And managed to get through them. But she, she guided like, and then we had an incident where I think we were both in a space and I moved on. And I think that every sponsor that I had has done for me what they needed to do for me at that time. You know? And some incidences and some things like have happened to me. Like when I hit my 5th year clean, my clean date's my 2nd of 04. When I hit my 5th year, for 2 months solid, I wanted to get high a lot. And I was struggling. Like, this disease just came at me full force. Not like I felt like I wanted to get high. It was telling me to get high. I was having dreams. I surrounded myself with newcomers because I wanted to take myself back to the bait prisoner. I surrounded myself with anybody who would be around me. Because I know there's safety in numbers. And I was taught that. If you don't want to get high, you will do whatever you got to do not to get high. And sometimes, if I don't just get high today, sometimes that's enough when this disease is on my back. Because you know what? If I'm getting high, these steps don't mean shit. They know if I'm getting high. And I wanted to take myself back to the basics, and I started to do that, and a comment was made to me that I should have never went through what I went through, and I decided at that time that it was time for me to move on. And I've been talking to Flood about what I was going through, and like I've done a 5th step with Flood. There's no secrets between Flood and I. As a matter of fact, yeah, I want to talk about that. When I was doing my 4th step, you know, I would call her all the time crying because you know like. I did what they told me to do, what I told Mandy to pray, and I hated that. I hated praying. And I hated writing, and I would call and I would be like, I feel stupid. Like, that's one thing when I write, I feel like a retard. You know, I feel retarded, like I'm not writing the right stuff, like it's not going to be right. Like, there's some kind of magic answer, you know, outside myself. And basically, it's just my stuff. You know, and we also talked about, like, you know, before I come over, people are going to talk about you being my sponsor, and, you know, me being a guy, and me sponsoring women. And you know, the sponsorship pamphlet talks about what is availability to you. And I live in Katanning, and I'm 5 years clean, and I'm a predecessor. I have one other person that has more clean time than me in my tent. So I have to go where I need to go to get what I needed to get. I talked a lot at the Butler Retreat whenever I went through this and the feelings that I was having because I wasn't talking to my sponsor. I wasn't calling my sponsor. I didn't feel that I can open up to my sponsor, and I really needed to, like, start letting loose because I was like boiling water with a lid on it, just like right at the top, ready to just, like, break loose. So I made a decision, and I texted her. I didn't call her. That's true, is it? Would you be sure? Like, you know, like that rejection again, you know, and of course, she said she would be on it. And she threw me on the first step, right where I needed to be, you know, right where I needed to be. And I wanted to have it done before the retreat. Like, I didn't write for 2 days, and I told her about it. I didn't lie. You know, I think my other sponsor, I would have lied. I would have said, yeah, I'm right. And I wouldn't have been. You know, because my reaction was like, what's it going to do? Fire me. That'd be good. You know? And I finished it at like 5 in the morning before I came here. You know, because I said I wanted to have it done. And I don't know about you, but I think these steps the second time around are hard. You know, because I'm not dealing with the dope anymore. I'm dealing with me and the stuff that I do now. And I had to be honest. You know, and I did. You know, I prayed and I wrote, and I had to write. This is awful. But I had to write out of how it works and why. I had to read the paragraph, and I had to write about every single paragraph in the first step on how it works and why. There's 27 freaking paragraphs. And for somebody that hates to write and feels like a retard, but you know what? I'm willing to do what it got to do for me to go where I need to go. You know? I don't feel like I'm on my square right. I just wanted to, like, oh, I was so happy with Amanda. I just want to, like, not say, no, I told Flood earlier, I don't want to get up there. I don't even want to get up there and speak. You know? But this is one thing that I believe about sponsorship. I believe it's one of the backbones of this program. And without a backbone, you're screwed. You know, and Amanda stole my line. Because I'm the one that was told, you know, if you're sponsoring yourself, you're sponsoring a fool. And that's one thing that I can honestly say is that I have not been without a sponsor in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have not been without one. And with that, I'm going to give you my sponsor.
No matter what I say, that's the most important thing that I say. Sponsorship for me is it is the backbone of this program. Without a sponsor, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. I never do. It's like I get up here and I start sharing, and sometimes I get really loud, and then you know, then God takes over and then it happens. You know, then when I'm done, I don't even remember what I said. So it's like, okay. So I don't know. For me, sponsorship is the foundation of this program. For me, sponsorship, I know I hear sponsorship a lot, and I hear, well, your sponsors to work your steps. Sponsors are just to work your steps. I don't believe that. Because if I had a sponsor that was just there to work my steps, I ain't telling them nothing. Trying not to swear. I'm working on that one today. And I'm not telling them nothing. I'm not, you know? And you can't have a sponsor and a sponsee relationship and not build some kind of bond there. You know, when I'm working steps with somebody, I'm going to build some kind of bond there. And like that bond I have with had with PJ, you know what? He knew that he could call me any time, whether I was his sponsor or whether I wasn't his sponsor. Because I love PJ. PJ loves me, just like I love all my sponsees. Just like I love anyone. And, you know, it's sponsorship is the foundation. I feel like I don't have anything to say because, like, they said it all. You know what I mean? They said it all. And that really shows me that, like, sponsorship really works here. You know? People grow here. That really works. Now, look at this. You got, I'm from Butler. You got Indiana, Canning, and Butler. How far does sponsorship go? That is truly amazing to me. You know, how far it can go and how far it reaches. Sponsorship for me is when I sponsor people, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Never have, never will. I'm going to tell you how it is, the way it is, and that's it. I will give you, like they say, we get suggestions. I ain't giving you no fucking suggestion. Okay? I'm going to tell you what to do. Whether you do it or not is on you. But at the same time, if you don't do it and it causes you some pain, as a sponsor, I'm here to love you through that pain. And I'm here to help teach you through that pain. And I'm here to help you gain some awareness, you know, through the steps. You know, if I continue to do the same things, I'm going to get the same results. So eventually, somewhere along the line, when you're doing the steps, that hits. You know what? I'm doing the same thing and expecting different results. You know? Everybody has their process. And you're going to have your process. You're going to have your pain. You know? My sponsor, I've had many of different sponsors. And then my sponsor's from Pittsburgh. So there's where we go. This is a long line. So, you know, when we came here, nobody told us it was going to be easy. If they did, they lied to you. It's not easy to get clean. It's not easy to stay clean. My clean date is April 19th, 1993. And each time it gets harder. Each time I do a step, it gets harder. You know? Each time. You know, sponsorship is very important to me. You know, my sponsees are not just my sponsees. They are my friends. They are my we. They are a part of my life. You know? And when I'm hurting, I talk to them. When they're hurting, they talk to me. I don't sugarcoat shit to them, and they don't sugarcoat shit to me. I have my sponsees know that I am an addict just like you, and I am capable of doing whatever you're capable of doing, if I haven't already. You know? I have defects just like you, and I'm capable of doing them too. And but all my sponsors have loved me. You know what? This is the first place that I ever came to that somebody loved me. Because I remember going to my first meeting this time, and I'd go in and I'd say, I don't like any of you. I hate everybody. I hate you. I hate kids. You know? And somebody would always say, that's okay, we love you, keep coming back. You know? And when they said, that's okay, we love you, keep coming back, I said, they like my excuse, so I'm going to keep coming back. You know? So then I got a sponsor who was just like me. She told me how it was. She said, you do it or you don't do it. You know, like when I came in here and I found out, like after doing some steps, I was like, wow, why didn't you ever tell me that the best high, the high I was looking for, I could find right here? She said, Juan, I always told you that as you were walking out the door. And you didn't want to hear it. You know, I've worked steps a few times, and I've worked them a different ways a few times. And step work for me, like, my step work from the beginning to the way I do my step work now is totally different. What I learned about myself early in recovery and what I learned about myself today is a lot deeper. You know, it's a lot deeper. And it's because of the sponsors that I've had. I've had sponsors that could teach me that, and I believe that God puts people in my life for a reason. Whether you're my sponsor, whether you're not my sponsor, whether you're my sponsee, He puts people in your life for a reason. Because I need to learn something from them. I need to remain teachable. You know, sponsorship is, there's no other. You can go to as many NA meetings as you want. You don't have a sponsor, you're going nowhere. You will go nowhere. You know, so, you won't. You're going to remain sick and suffering. You know what? And I found out through working with steps and working with sponsors, I don't have to be sick and suffering today. I can be loving, caring, and compassionate and still not sugarcoat stuff. You know? Still not sugarcoat. I can love you and be compassionate and have empathy for you without sugarcoating it. The thing that I have learned and the thing that has grown for me is how I do it. You know? And I don't sponsor all my sponsees the same. Each person is different. Each person is their own individual. And you know what? I'm not going to jump in somebody's face if they can't handle it. Like, I've jumped in PJ's face lots of times, you know? So that he could handle it, you know? And, because like the one time I remember being at a meeting and he's here, he says, like, something about being all miserable and stuff. And I said, well, you know what? You know what to do. If you don't work the steps, then fucking go use. He didn't go use. But it opened up something. You know, it opened up the ears. So, yeah, some people might say I'm really rough at being, when I'm sponsoring people, but you know what? That's how I am. And I learned from all my sponsors that me trying to be the way that other people want me to be is a character defect of mine, and it's called people pleasing. So me trying to be like the way other people want me to be or the way other people think I should be doesn't work for me. It makes me end up feeling like miserable. It makes me feel like I want to use. Like with the health of use. You know? I am who I am. I was taught that a long time ago by a sponsor. I am who I am, and that's how I am. You either accept that or you don't accept it. You don't have to accept it. You got a sponsor, work a step. Call them. You know, and that's usually what comes out of my mouth. If you don't like what I say, fuck it. Call your sponsor, work a step. That's what I do. You know, when I don't like what you say. You know? And the sponsor that I just recently got in, well, I recently got a sponsor and then I had her for a couple months and then I recently got a new one. And the sponsor that I got is just like me. But you know what? She has that spirituality. She has that spirit inside. You know, and that's like what draws me today. It's that calmness and that spirit inside that draws me. See, the purpose of a sponsor is to not clean up the outside and the surface stuff. It's to help you dig in. To help you dig as deep as you can to get what you need so that you can love yourself. You know, when I got a sponsor, I was saying before, when I got a sponsor, this is the first place that anybody ever told me they loved me. She was, after I did my fourth step with my first sponsor, I'm like, oh, I'm never doing a fourth step. I'm not going to do a fourth step. But when I first met my sponsor, I told her, well, I did rehab. I've been in and out and in and out, and I'm ready to do a fourth step. Until I got to the fourth step. She said, no, you're not ready to do a fourth step. You're ready to do the how of the program. Well, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And I, too, had the right on honesty. And I, too, had the right how the disease lied to me, and I believed it to be true. And that's what worked for me. You know, honesty is part of that first step. You know, if I can't be honest, if I can't do an honest admission, then I'm never going to get this. So I have to know the difference between my version of honesty and the disease's version of honesty, and then narcotics version of honesty, narcotics anonymous version of honesty, you know? Because I used to think, like, when my sponsor told me to work on honesty, I was totally insulted. I was insulted. What do you mean? I'm not ready to go on a fourth step, and you want me to work on what? You don't even want me to work on a step. You want me to work on honesty? Well, I don't think you're the right sponsor for me. You know? And it's like, I said, I've always been honest. I'm honest. I've always been honest. When I ripped you off, I told you I ripped you off. She says, yeah, Claude. You told them you ripped them off, but when did you tell them? When I knew I was caught. Well, short now, how am I going to tell them if I didn't get caught? You know what I mean? It's, I knew I was caught, so I admitted it, you know? But that's where I learned how the disease takes honesty and messes it all up, you know? So my whole thinking of honesty was wrong. You know, I had to be retaught everything. I didn't know how to live when I came here. My sponsor showed me how to live. Showed me how to be a human being. Showed me how to be loving, caring, and compassionate. My sponsor showed me. Because, like, once she did that honesty thing, all bets were off. Once I did that honesty thing, all bets were off. Because you want honesty, I'm going to give you honesty. And I'm going to give you brutal honesty. That's not good either. You know, brutal honesty without love and compassion is not honesty. You know what I mean? And I've learned that. And I've learned a lot from each one of my sponsors. And each one of my sponsors, I was taught something different. In doing my steps with each one of my sponsors, I was taught something different. Like, with my one sponsor, she taught me, and I can really say, she taught me to look for the evidence. Because my disease up here will tell me all kind of stuff. It'll tell me that so-and-so, it'll tell me anything. But I got to look for the evidence. Is the evidence there? I mean, what are you talking about, evidence? This isn't a courtroom. What do you mean, evidence? Is the evidence there? And then I had to look at them. I'm like, no, there's no evidence there. She's there, well, then that's your disease. You know? So I learned that from that sponsor. You know? And then another sponsor I had while doing the steps. And, was how to get in touch with the inside, spiritually. How to get in touch with that spiritual part, you know, and how to not be so rough. And that's what I'm learning from my new sponsor. How not to be so rough. I'm working on it. I'm not always good at that. Because I have a mouth, and whatever I think up here comes out here. I don't think before I say it just comes out. And then afterwards, I might say, well, maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. That wasn't very compassionate. You know, and then we got to work through that 10th step and do an amend, you know, do an inventory, and then like, okay, now I owe this person an amend. And the worst thing to do is to hurt somebody in recovery and make an amends to them. That's the worst amends I ever had to make. Was to somebody that I hurt in recovery. Because making amends to those other people that I really don't care about because I don't hang with them. But making amends after I'm supposed to be changed is the hardest thing I have to do. As a sponsor, my sponsees are my friends. They hang with me. Or they don't hang with me. You know? I've had times when my sponsees would all come over my house. We'd have big dinners and parties and have fun. You know, because I believe, I didn't know how to have fun when I got here. Didn't know how to have fun, did not know how to have fun without the use of drugs and alcohol. You know, I didn't think that I was capable of having fun without the drugs and alcohol. My sponsors have taught me you can have fun without the drugs and alcohol. And the fun that I have today is from in here. So when I'm laughing today, I'm laughing from the inside. It's not surface. So I feel it all through my body. And I tend to laugh a lot more now for reasons that. Everybody that knows me knows. But I tend to laugh more. I'm a lot happier now. You know? I got rid of one of my problems. Or he got rid of me, one of the other. But it was a problem. So either way, it worked out in my best interest. You know? God did for me what I could not do for myself. You know? And I have been a lot happier. So, you know, I don't snap out as much. Probably at all. There's no need to it. You know what? I don't have to like what you do. I don't have to co-sign what you do. I don't even have to be involved with you. You know? I don't have to open up my mouth because you're doing something I don't like. I'm working on keeping my mouth shut. Working on it. You know? But not with my spoiled teach. That doesn't go with them. You know? I'm not. You know what? But I do. I used to think like I was. At one point in my life, I thought I was like the worst sponsor there ever was. You know what I mean? I thought like, and that was at that time when I was trying to change these other people to be the way that they want me to be. I can't do that. I am who I am. Accept me or not. You know? And that's how I am. And as a sponsor, I'm that way. I am not here to sugarcoat you. Stop. I'm here to save your goddamn life. Because I know when I came in here, my sponsor saved my life. Narcotics Anonymous meetings wasn't the only thing that saved my life. My sponsor saved my life on a daily basis. Because this is a disease of addiction. And I say addiction because I've got a lot of them. I've got a lot of addictions, and it's not just drugs and alcohol. You know? And each one of them wants to kill me. They all work the same. When I start acting out on all those defects of character that I have, I always end up feeling, because it feels so good to have something outside of you make you feel good about you. But it always ends up the same. I always end up feeling the way I did the last day of using. Always. And that is a terrible way to feel clean. Terrible. Because my last day of using, I was spiritually dead, emotionally dead, mentally dead. All I was a shell of a body walking around. And when I start doing these things, I become that kind of person. And I become the kind of person that is flawed when flawed's using, without using. Try staying clean with all these behaviors without using. You know, I let my sponsors know, and my sponsors let me know, that I'm human. Do not put me on a pedestal. Do not put me on a pedestal because I am capable of doing anything. Do not put me up here because I will fall off at any given time. And I hope that I teach my sponsees to love me in spite of me. In spite of those times when I'm bitchy. Because I can be a bitch. You know? In spite of those times. You know? Like I love them in spite of the times when they're bitchy. You know? So I try to teach them that. Hopefully it's working. I think it is. You know, I think it is. But I've learned to accept. You know, you got to accept me for who I am. Because no matter what, number one thing is I'm an addict, just like you. I do not use my addiction as an excuse for my behaviors. And addiction is not an excuse for your behaviors either. You know? But I've always been the way that I've always been, and I'm probably always going to be that way. You know? Working the four step, like I said, like when my sponsor told me I can now work the four step, I said, I didn't want to work it. I didn't want to work it. You know? I didn't. I sat on it, and that was my first one. And I sat on it, and then a friend of mine came up to me and told me, you know what, if you don't work See, there, you know what? You need to work your 4 step because you're fucking miserable. If you don't work your 4 step, you're going to end up coming back to it. Whether you want to work it or whether you don't. I said, no way. I said, because I don't have to work my 4 step. I can work my 4 step, and this is surface stuff. I can work my 4 step, and all of those things that I have that I don't want to talk about, my secrets, are in this little box, and I can walk around that box and finish on with my 5th step. And what I found out by that, because I go through like some analogies in my head sometimes, and what I found out is everything that was, and she said, you cannot go around that box, you have to get in that box. And what I found out was everything that was in that box that I dug up was everything that I hated about myself, everything that caused me to hate myself, and all the pain. That was my Pandora's box. I had to dig into that. I had to dig into it, and I had to pull that stuff out. You know what? Once I dug into that and pulled that stuff out, I didn't ever have to deal with that again. I didn't have to be afraid anymore. I didn't have to be afraid to be me anymore. You know, and I no longer had that fear that if you really knew me, you really wouldn't like me. I didn't have that fear anymore. You know what? And that didn't get any easier with me. I did like four steps each time. Each time, the same thing. You know, in fact, my last sponsor that I had, she gave me a deadline. You're going to have this 4 step done by the convention. I ain't going to have it done by the convention. I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it because I don't want to do it. See, and that's where I get into, like, I'll tell you what to do, and if you don't do it, then you need to suffer that pain. So she said, well, you let me know how that works for you. And that's all she said. I said, well, good. So I'll let you know how it works for me. Good. And then another year went by and I still didn't do it. So you need to do that 4 step. You're living your 4 step. You need to do that 4 step. I said, I'm not doing that 4 step. She said, you need to quit procrastinating. I don't believe in procrastination, is what I told her. There's no such thing as procrastination. I just don't want to do it, and I'm not going to do it. That's not procrastination. I don't want to do it, and I'm not doing it. Well, when the pain got, she said, well, you keep doing it that way, and when the pain gets great enough, you'll do it. I hate that. I hate that saying, and I hate that saying when a sponsor says that to you. When the pain gets great enough, you'll do it. Because the pain always gets great enough. Always. And the pain got great enough. So by the 2nd convention, I had it done. Though, I did it. It was hard. Because now I'm digging at things that I've already dealt with the other stuff. Now I'm digging at more inner things. Closer to the heart things. Closer to me. Things that I was comfortable with. You know? I'm digging in deep, you know, and I was afraid. It wasn't procrastination. It wasn't I didn't want to do it and I'm not going to do it. It was I had that fear, you know. And I have 2 definitions of fear, fuck everything and run, or face everything and recover. And I was fucking everything and I was running. But when I faced it and I recovered, not that I'm recovered, when I faced it and continued on with my recovery, there was a big relief. There was an inner peace. Because I blocked that. And that's what my sponsor taught me. That's what that sponsor taught me. That if I don't do it, let me know how it works for you. And how it works for me is I block that serenity. I block that inner peace. I don't want to block that inner peace. I don't want to block that serenity. You know, I don't want to block it. But the way I feel today is recovery is awesome. Awesome. There's no better show on earth. It's awesome. You know? My one sponsor used to say that there's no better show on earth, and I never understood it. She'd either just sit back and watch the movie. So I've watched the movie all the time. But there is. It is totally awesome. After doing these steps with my sponsors and learning something different from each one of the sponsors that I've done it with, this is the most awesome program that there is. We are so fortunate, and I say fortunate, and blessed to have this, to have a place to go, to have a place to go where I can work on the inner me, you know, to have a we, to have people in my life that care about me no matter what I do or say, because it's only words. You know? And today I have that peace. And nothing can get through it. Nothing. You know? Nothing. Unless I allow it to. Because I can. You know? I have that inner peace today. And recovery is awesome. I'm excited about recovery again. And you know what? Because like after the breakup of me and my husband, I had to go back to the basics. I had to learn some things. I had to act out on some defects of character, which made me feel the same way. And I'm still acting out on a defect of character. I'll just be honest. You know? But it always makes me feel the same way. Something outside of me to make me feel good about me. You know what? The thing that I learned, that I'm learning through this whole process, is that I need to refine who Flawed is. Who am I? You know? And the more I find out about recovery, and the more that I find out about who Flawed is in recovery, and who Flawed is as a sponsor, and who Flawed is as a sponsee, the more awesome this program becomes. The more awesome it becomes. Because if I look at how I was 16 years ago to how I am today, there are two different people there. Two different people. You know, two different people. Sponsorship has taught me to be loving and caring. And sponsorship has taught me that each person is their own individual. And they have to learn their own lessons in their own time. Nobody ever stopped me from learning what I needed to learn, whether it be bad or whether it be good. It is my process. But as a sponsor, through your process, whether I know what the outcome is going to be or not, because I've been there with my experience, I still have to allow you your process. Some people need to learn the hard way. I know I did. You know? And the hard way isn't always, it's always painful. Always painful. But no matter what you do, no matter what my sponsees do, no matter what my sponsor does, I will love them. Unconditionally. Unconditionally. That's what a sponsor has taught me. My sponsors have loved me unconditionally. That's what sponsoring means. Yes, that one person that I know will love me unconditionally in spite of myself. That one person that I can go to with anything and trust that they're not going to take it and write it in the NA Gazette. It's that one person. It's that one person. That's all I need. You know what? I look at Just for Today. You know? And Just for Today says, we have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. That's sponsorship. My sponsor believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. I believe in my sponsees and I want to help them in their recovery. I don't want to help them in the disease. I want to help them in the recovery. you know? And, you know, some sponsors aren't for everybody. And that's fine. Find somebody that works for you. Find somebody that you need. You know, I've had sponsees fire me. But you can't fire me. You never hired me. You know? And like I remember one time I wanted to fire this sponsee. I'm firing her. My sponsor told me, you can't fire what you can't fire what God gave you. Because what God puts together, you can't break. So I learned that one from her. And I believe that all my sponsees that are in my life, they are God-given. They are God-given to me. And I am truly blessed because they're in my life. Every one of them. Truly blessed. You know? Ooh, I usually don't talk like that, but I am. I'm truly blessed. You know? I am blessed. And I know that I'm blessed today. And I feel like I'm blessed today. And I feel it here. I don't feel all that anger, all that tension, all that... That old plot, anger, tension, I'm just going to do this to see if I can hurt you shit. I'll show you. I'll get back at you. I don't have room for that today. I don't have room for that today. That clogs up that peace. When that's there, I can't hear what my higher power is trying to tell me. I can't hear the message that I'm trying to get. You know? One thing I do try to teach my sponsees is don't talk to our meetings. Meetings 45 minutes long at the most. You can talk after the meeting. People who are in the meeting will be there after the meeting. Do not talk during the readings. Do not chant with the readings. Because that's disrespecting NA. And that's how I feel. And if you're disrespecting NA, you're and that's how I feel, then you're disrespecting me. You know? I believe that the readings are in order for a reason. The readings are there for a reason. Because when I came to my first meeting in 1983, and I sat there and I heard who's an addict, I went, wow. That's me. Wow. And I heard, why are we here? Wow, is that possible? You know? We do recover? Wow, is that possible? But when I heard who's an addict, I'm like, they're following me around. They wrote these, they're following me around. You know what? If I was thinking back then, and if I was thinking back then, that would have told me I was home. I was home. You know, if I'm talking during the readings and chanting during the readings, the newcomer is not going to hear that. The newcomer that needs to hear that is not going to hear that. And that is my fear. That when it becomes a joke, you're not hearing it. You know, and it's not a joke. Folks, recovery is not a joke. That doesn't mean that you can't have fun after a meeting. Recovery is not a joke. It's a life and death situation. Because whether I'm clean or whether I'm using, this disease is still trying to kill me. And it will kill me clean. It will have me take my own life clean. Been there. Got it. I have to be vigilant in this program. I have to be. I'm fighting a demon on a daily basis. On a daily basis, and I have to believe in the tools that were taught to me. I have to believe that. I believed that when I came in here that this disease is trying to kill me, and it will do anything to kill me. And just because I got clean and just because I got 16 years doesn't mean that it stopped. Because it hasn't. Because whenever I go through major pain like I just did, there was no thought of using. There was, however, a thought of, well, we'll just end it. It's not worth it. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel the pain. So believe me, this is a life and death situation. If I didn't have the people in my life at that time, I probably would have tried. No, I would be chicken. But, you know, I felt like I was. But if I didn't have the sponsor in my life that I had in my life at that time, if I didn't have the weed in my life that I had at that time, and I mean, All Narcotics Anonymous was my weed at that time. That's what was taught to me. When you feel that much pain, when you feel it like that, all the weed's there. All the weed. Whether there's a click here, click there, click there, they're all there. They come together. It's the unity of this fellowship. As a sponsor, I not only work steps, I work tradition. I don't say write them. I work them. In my daily life, every day, they go together. If I'm only working the steps, I'm working half a program. That's how I feel. That's how I was raised. And I say raised because I was raised here. Because when I came here, I knew nothing. Nothing about nothing. I didn't know how to live. Didn't know how to hold a job. Didn't know how to pay a bill. Today I hold a job. Today I pay a bill. Pay all my bills. On time. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I go to work every day. That's amazing. You know? I'm responsible today, and I owe that to Narcotics Anonymous and my sponsors who have taught me that, and my predecessors who have taught me that. And I could probably talk forever and ever and ever, and everybody would probably fall asleep, and I think I'm done. Thanks.
I want to thank, I'd like to thank all the speakers who shared their experience, strength, and hope with us. I'd also like to thank the committee for giving me the chance to serve the greatest fellowship in the world, Narcotics Anonymous. I'm real grateful for that. Thank you. Could we please form a circle and close with the Serenity Prayer? Oh, sorry. It's just for today. See what happens if you don't follow direction? That's why I keep coming back.
Hi, my name's Corey and I'm an addict. Tell yourself just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs. Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to follow it to the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people who are not using and who have found a new way of life. So as long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
Thanks, Corey.